Simon Grayson, you must be a very happy man.
Yeah, delighted. Look, we knew today was going to be a real tough test for us. The players that they've got, the individual players that can do something out of nothing, but challenge the players before the start of the game that three games in a week. Let's try and get a win today and see where the rest of the week can take us from there. And I thought every one of them carried out the plan that we'd worked on all week. I thought the system suited us again today. And when we had to defend, we defended. When we broke forward with some good quality and limited another top team to, I don't think, another shot on target. So really pleased with the application, the attitude and the quality, more so in the second half than the first half.
3 points, clean sheet, and the winner came from your main man ending his goal drought.
Yeah, look, there's been people talk about Joe not scoring so many, but what he does for the rest of the team in that period has been nothing short of fantastic for us. So, great ball from Callum. We asked the wing-backs to push on a little bit further forward than maybe we have done in this system a little bit. But great ball in, and Joe got into the right areas and thoroughly deserved his goal. It was the type of goal that he was scoring really frequently last year. So it's nice for him to get off the mark again, and hopefully he can kick on again.
Maybe he'll get the headlines tomorrow, but he'll be the first to put his hand up and say the skipper with a fantastic piece of defending against Shaw.
Look, I think all round the players did the jobs that they're asked to do, whether it's the defenders who really want to defend. I think when you put people in the category of defenders, some want to be ball-playing defenders. Our lads want to defend. They want to get hurt, they want to tackle, they want to make sure that do everything that's required to keep a clean sheet. I thought midfield players worked hard, closed people down. I thought maybe should have passed it a little bit shorter, a little bit quicker when we tried to utilise the spare man first than in the first half. We did that second half. So all around, a lot of good individual performances, but as we all say, that collectively as a team, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, the goal epitomised, you did knock it around the 10 men, didn't you?
Yeah, and that's what you have to do. You have to make sure that you keep working them. You have to be switched on and concentrate, because you can still get done with 10 men. They've got bodies, they've got individual players that can do things, can hurt you. So the concentration levels were very good. It was a big test for them today, and I'm delighted that we've come through it again.
Yeah, the form horses in the division, so it's a mighty win, isn't it?
Well, it is, and the players that they've had all season, the players that recruited in the summer, they're going extremely well. It's a massive football club that you see they're following today. I thought overall, fantastic atmosphere. I thought it was a good game for anybody who's not supporting either team, because there's some good football energy, proper tackles going in. That's what you want. That's what proper football is all about at times. So, yeah, we've got a big scalp today.
You've got a shape that's working for you, and you stuck to it, didn't you, right throughout?
Yeah, look, it's worked well away from home at Derby and at Wolves last week. Again, tweaked a few things this week just to try and see if it could work on, because sometimes the wing-back role doesn't necessarily work for you at home, but we knew how they would play, how it could suit us, get people a little bit further forward, and ultimately they did it again, carried out the instructions to every man of them. So causing the problems, people running with the ball, getting into the box. I think first half, Tom had that good opportunity, Garns had a header, and we had the better chances from both teams.
Your wing-backs are both very comfortable going that way, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Versatile players that can play as a centre-half or wing-backs, and that's what we've got about a group, an honest bunch of players. You look at Callum, went in for a couple of tackles today, which when you stood there watching it, you're thinking, might have just pulled out of that myself, to be fair. But he did what he'd done. I think he's a bit of an unsung hero with certain people, but within the group he's very good, and Greg's equally as good as well. And we've got competition for places that players have to keep performing because of they want to be part of a successful team and not out of it.
Finally, you've beaten a team right up there at the top of the league. You've got a team at the other end of the division coming on Tuesday. You've got to have them mentally right, haven't you?
Yeah, of course you do. We just said we've got a proper preparation now for Tuesday night. Got to have the same application, same attitude, same desire and work rate. And more times than not, this group has never let me down. It's not going to be an easy game, but we've got to make sure that we do everything that we can do to try and win another football match, because today's going to set us up for the rest of the week. We challenge the players to do that, and let's just see where we are this time next week.